on 42nd Street in Manhattan right now, and what you're seeing behind me is just a massive, massive march for Palestine. So large that you can't even see the end of it. There was a call to hit the streets to show their rage over the onslaught, the ongoing onslaught in Gaza right now. And as you can see, people have come out in the thousands. Now, across the United States, there's been politicians scaremongering about the possibility of Hamas-sponsored terrorist attacks. But as you can see behind me, the people of New York City were not deterred by the scaremongering and have shown out to show their support for the Palestinian resistance.
Every Friday, hundreds of millions of Muslims around the world pray during their Friday prayers. But this week, Muslims across the globe took their prayers to the streets and expressed their opposition to the Israeli atrocities committed in Gaza. As soon as the call went out, the mainstream media and social media alike began spreading the notion that on Friday, there could be terrorist attacks across the United States. The hysteria spread like wildfire. Across the United States, police departments pledged to increase patrols. Major cities across the U.S. had a visible increase in police presence, especially in front of schools, government buildings, and other critical locations. The New York City Police Department deployed every single uniformed officer it had. Several companies told their workers to work from home. Rumors swirled. Police also sent particularly dire warnings to Jewish communities, implying that they would be prime targets of these would-be terrorist attacks, including a reassurance from the FBI that the Bureau is taking the threat seriously. But the attacks never came. All we saw were massive, peaceful demos in the US and around the world, and this shouldn't really come as a surprise. When asked, every law enforcement agency stated that there was no credible threat. But that was never the point. The point was to intimidate people from protesting and to cast all protests as somehow connected to terrorism. There were, however, a number of real threats and attacks against Palestinians. In Chicago, a 6-year-old Palestinian boy was stabbed to death by his landlord before trying to then kill his mother. The murderer, Joseph Suba, repeatedly yelled, "You Muslims must die," while carrying out the attack. A Palestinian boy was beaten by 3 men waving Israeli flags in Bay Ridge, New York City, a densely Arab neighborhood. A New York City councilwoman showed up at a pro-Palestinian rally brandishing a pistol. Conservatives also took to social media to post threats implying that they were preparing to kill Muslims. This is all happening for a pretty simple reason. In the last week, people across the world have poured into the streets in the tens of thousands to express their outrage at Israel's latest massacre in Gaza. The outpouring of sympathy for the Palestinians in the U.S. is especially threatening since the U.S. is Israel's most important ally. If the people of the United States were to demand an end to support for Israel, it could spell the end of Israeli apartheid and cause big problems for U.S. imperialism in the Arab world. Israel and pro-Israel politicians in the U.S. have always accused pro-Palestinian activists of being anti-Semitic or supporting terrorism. But that really isn't working anymore. So now Israel and its supporters are trying something new, telling people that Palestinian terrorism is coming to America. The mayors of many of these major cities, Eric Adams in New York, Francis Suarez in Miami, Muriel Bowser in D.C., all enjoy huge support from the Israel lobby, so it comes as no surprise that they happily went along with Israel's fear campaign. The fear campaign clearly failed, but it just goes to show how afraid the U.S. and Israel are of a mass movement in support of Palestine. In the U.S., public support for Israel has fallen to all-time lows in recent years. While many were understandably frightened by the hysteria, just remember that no actual violence took place. And the hysteria the fear campaign created was exactly its intended effect. The fact that the US and Israel have resorted to trying to convince people that going to a Palestinian protest will get you killed isn't a sign that they're winning. It's a sign that they're losing. Losing control of the narrative, losing the battle for hearts and minds, and losing their grip over the Middle East.
To the media, we say your programs give cover to this genocide. They greenlight this genocide. They make us look like savages. We never count. You should be ashamed of yourselves. It's our duty to show out in the streets.